This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're going to begin with something that's not on the sheet. We know as a reward for the Maisim of Shifra and Pua, because they took care of the Jewish children and they kept them alive and they cared for them, the Pasuk says, Vayas Lohem Batim, that God rewarded them by making houses for them. Yeah. What kind of houses? So Rashi brings down from the Gemara and Saita, Bate Kahuna, Levia, and Bate Malchus. That Kahuna and Levia came from Yecheved, and Malchus came from Miriam. What kind of reward is that? Why did Hashem choose to reward them in this way, that they were rewarded that the Kohanim, the Leviim, and the kings came forth from Yecheved and Miriam? Why was this the reward? So the Brisker Rav says an amazing thing. What would have happened if Paro would have succeeded in carrying out his plot and killing out all of the boys? Nothing would have happened. Because we still would have had girls. And a woman who lives with a guy, the child, is a Jew. So nothing would have happened to Klal Yisrael.
Before the Torah also?
Nothing would have happened.
Yichus would have been really tainted.
I'm not saying they were a good Yichus, but it would not have destroyed the Jewish people. It would not have destroyed the Jewish people, because when it comes to Judaism, you follow the mother, you don't follow the father. Says the Brisker Rav, but there was one thing that Paro would have succeeded in abolishing. Those institutions that are patrilineal, that follow the father. And what are they? Kahuna, Levia, Malchus. Kohanim, it follows your father. If your father is a Kohen, Levia follows the father. Malchus, your father has to come from David HaMelech. So because Paro tried to destroy the institutions that follow patrilineal descent, and they preserved that, they were rewarded that Kahuna, Levia, and Malchus came forth from them.
And all the teachers would have been dubbed. The men are the teachers.
The men are the two, yeah, but they would have been Jewish, because if you would have had Jewish mother, if you have a Jewish mother,
the women don't know everything to teach all of them.
Yeah,
it's all well and good. Who would teach them?
Okay. The teachers also come from Shevet Kohai, right?
Yoru Mishpatach Yaakov. Before the Torah, didn't it go according to the father?
Before the Torah, I don't know, you tell me.
And my other question is, why did they change their name to Shifra and
Pua? There's a piece in the Emes Yaakov I'm not going to get into. Maybe I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Just interesting. Shifra and Pua, what letters do they have? The Pei. All Egyptian names, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky point out, have the Pei in it. It's an Egyptian name. It was a classic Egyptian name. Okay. Just going to end off this part with a very interesting question.
Wait, Basia doesn't have a Pei in it.
Who said her name was Basia?
I thought it said someone.
No, that was a good.
Doesn't say it in this week's parasha. Her name is Basia. First of all, there is no name in Tanakh Basia. The name is Bisya. But that's a separate thing.
It also doesn't have a Pei.
But it doesn't say in Shemot her name was Basia. She's Bas Paro. Doesn't say her name. Okay, in any event, we're going to close this section with a very interesting question. Malchus came from who?
Miriam.
How? Gemara tells us, who did Miriam marry? Kalev ben Yefuna. And ultimately, Malchus came about through Kalev. Really? As far as I remember, if you look in the end of Sefer Rus, it gives you the genealogy of David HaMelech. It says the following. V'yela toldois paretz, paretz hoiledes chetzroin, chetzroin hoiledes ram, ram hoiledes aminodav, aminodav hoiledes nafshein, nafshein hoiledes salma, salmoin hoiledes boyaz, oived, yishai, david. Anyone hear anything about Kalev in there?
I had another name.
Oh!
Oh, they all have different names.
Says the Gemara, and it says in Divrei Hayamim, that Kalev's brother was Ram. Now Ram is listed. Kalev's father was Chetzroin. Chetzroin had two names, Yefune and Chetzroin. But Kalev was not Ram. Kalev's brother was Ram. And the question, therefore, I'll give you for homework for Shabbos, is how could the Gemara in Saita and Yeral from the Beis, and Rashi brings it down, say that Malchus came through Miriam? How? Because she married Kalev. Kalev had nothing to do with David HaMelech. Look at the Pesukim in Rus. It was his brother Ram, and it wasn't him. It wasn't Caliph. It was Ram. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
As
where?
Explain everything.
If the Caliph passed, died.
Yeah.
Ram passed away, the Caliph.
How could the Chazal tell us that the Malchus Beis Yaakov came through Kalev? The Chumash says Beferish, it came through his brother, it didn't come through him. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.